Good afternoon. How's everyone doing? We got one good. Okay. You know, I just want to start this thing off today by thanking Mr. McNair and the entire McNair family, along with Rick Smith and Coach O'Brien for really just giving me this incredible opportunity to be a Houston Texan and join this amazing franchise. You know, today I really want to thank my family. Without them, I'm not here today. You know, this dream wouldn't come true. I'm fortunate to have my mom, my dad, and my wife in the audience today. My brother's back home in Montana, and you know, I have the most loving and supportive family in the world, and I wouldn't be here without them, so thank you. I want to thank the Bolin family. I want to thank John Elway. I want to thank Coach John Fox. Because without them, my NFL journey wouldn't have started. And so thank you for bringing me into the National Football League and giving me an opportunity in Denver. I would like to thank Coach Kubiak for everything that he did for me last season, you know, on our way to winning Super Bowl 50. And I'll, you know, forever be appreciative for everything that Coach Kubiak did for me. I have to thank my agents, Jimmy Sexton, Jim Denton, RJ Gonzer, you know, thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for everything that you guys have done for me from day one. Also, I would definitely be wrong if I did not thank Coach Adam Gase. Coach Gase, he's the one who taught me how to work and prepare on a daily basis every single day in the National Football League. So Coach Gase, thank you for that. Thank you, Coach Erickson and Noel Mazzoni. Coach, I don't know what I'd do without you, so thank you very much. Now on to the future. You know, I have great respect for the Houston Texans organization and what Mr. McNair has created here in Houston. I'm extremely humbled. I'm honored. But most of all, I'm extremely excited to get to work. And after speaking with Coach O'Brien today and some of the other coaches, I wish spring ball started tomorrow. To the fans, to my teammates, to the community, to the organization, I promise you one thing. I promise you that I will come in this building every single day, rain or shine, and I will give it everything I have. Nobody will outwork me. Nobody will outprepare me. And that's the one thing that I can promise you. You know, an old coach once told me, only worry about the things that you control. Well, bottom line, I control how hard I work. I control how hard I prepare. I control how great of a teammate I can be. And bottom line, I want to come here. I want to do my job to the best of my abilities. I want to be a great teammate. But at the end of the day, if I can walk out of this building and somebody said I was a hard worker and I prepared hard, that's what will make me feel good. So, without any more comments, I can't tell the Houston community, I can't tell my teammates, this coaching staff, truly how excited I am to be a Houston Texan and get to work in April. Thank you.
Hey, Brock. How tough a decision was it? Obviously, you had a lot to weigh, and what were some of the major reasons specifically why you picked this organization rather than what you've been comfortable right. with, what you'd already done with Denver?
It was a very difficult decision. In fact, it was the most difficult decision of my life. You know, I'm very thankful. I'm very appreciative for everything that the Denver Broncos organization has done for me. However, in saying that, at this point in time in my career, I feel like the Houston Texans give me the best opportunity to be successful. From the top down, starting with the McNair family, and then moving on down into the coaching staff. And with Coach Godsey, with Coach O'Brien, and the offensive attack that they have here, I feel like their offense fits my skill set very well, and I'm excited to play in that offense, and that's ultimately what brought me here to Houston.
Brock, when they went back to when they went back to Peyton Manning at halftime of the San Diego game, how tough was that for you to mentally maybe get over heading into free agency? Is that something that bothered you?
Absolutely not. You know, that's football. Guys get whatever you want to call it, benched, replaced. They get injured. Another guy comes in. He becomes the starter. That's football, and that happens all the time. And bottom line, I always want what's best for the team. You know, and as long as the football team is winning games, I'm happy. And so when Peyton came into the game in the third quarter and remained the starter, you know, throughout that football game and all the way through the Super Bowl, it was okay with me because bottom line, our football team was winning games. And ultimately, we won a world championship. And that's why all of us are here today, is to compete for world championships. So, you know, I supported Coach Kubiak's decision 100%. He's the coach. And, you know, I will always do what's best for the football team.
Brock, can you talk about, you mentioned Peyton Manning. Can you talk about what it was like working with him, what you learned from him? And for fans in Houston who may not have seen much of you, can you tell them a little bit about what your skill set is?
Certainly. You know, when you start talking about what I've learned from Peyton and what I've pulled from him, we would need hours to get through the full list. You know, obviously Peyton is one of the best to ever play the position. And I have tremendous respect for everything that he's done in this league. But ultimately, the thing I truly pulled away from Peyton is how to be a pro on a daily basis, how to be the same guy Monday through Sunday, whether it's April or whether it's November. And, you know, I'll always be very appreciative for Peyton. Whether he knew it or not, I was watching, and he taught me how to be a pro.
Brock, over here, you've obviously had a lot of great moments in your career. Where does this one stack up today?
Boy, this is right at the top of the mountain. This is truly a dream come true, and you know, I'm so thankful and I'm so appreciative that the McNair family and you know Rick Smith are giving me this opportunity to be a Houston Texan, and you know, to have my parents and my wife in the audience. This truly is a dream.
Brock, what kind of expectations have Mr. McNair and Bill and Rick talked to you about?
You know, we haven't really got into that. But the way I look at it, the Houston Texans were a playoff team last year. And so they've already created a great culture here. They've already created a great locker room, and they already have a great football team. My biggest thing is just coming in and doing my job to the best of my abilities to put the football team in a position to be successful. You know, just don't hurt the football team. So I don't think I need to come in and do anything special. Obviously, I know there's plenty of areas that I can improve in my game, and I'm already working on that in the off season.
Brock, what are your thoughts on playing with a receiver like DeAndre Hopkins and the kind of target he is?
You can see it in my smile. You know, that excites, you know, it's very exciting. You know, I've been very fortunate to, you know, experience two great receivers, you know, in Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. But what DeAndre brings to the game is truly special. And DeAndre and I have already talked on the phone. You know, we're already trying to find a place to go work out together and get to work. So to have the opportunity to play with a football player like that, you know, that's what gets a quarterback out of bed in the morning.
You said that this was right here. You said that this was the most difficult decision you've made. When in your mind had you decided that it wasn't going to be Denver? Not in terms of the negotiations, but in your mind, when did you know you were moving on?
You know, it wasn't until tomorrow, or excuse me, it wasn't until yesterday. It's a done deal. I apologize about that. It was yesterday. You know, it really did come down to the wire. You know, I gave John Elway a phone call, you know, just to let him know the direction I was going to go into. And that was a very hard phone call to make. But I told John, out of the respect for him and everything that he's done for me, he deserved it. And it truly came down to the wire. But like I've said before, I could not be more excited to be a Houston Texan and get to work.
Just take a couple more.
So there were reports that you hadn't talked to anyone in the building in Denver. You weren't answering people's phone calls for a couple weeks. Is that not true?
You know, it wasn't a couple weeks. You know, there was an offer on the table for a small period of time. And, you know, with this being my first time going through free agency, you follow your agency's advice. And so I was just following their lead. However, when it did come time to make decisions, I did talk with Denver as well as Houston, and we were able to get this deal done.
Brock, describe how you think you'll handle the pressure of signing such a large contract. Some people say your body of work is pretty small, 7 games as a starter. You get this mega deal. Are you prepared for the kind of pressure that comes with that kind of contract? We'll be a top 10 paid quarterback in this league this year.
You know, I don't want to downplay the contract or anything like that, but bottom line, football is football. And football, you know, is played between the white lines. And so when I step onto the football field on Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever that day may be, I'm not going to be thinking about pressure. I'm not going to be thinking about a contract. I'm going to be thinking about how can I do my job in the best way possible and help get this football team wins.
Brock, from a football standpoint, and you're obviously young in your career, you've been playing for a few years in the NFL. What do you feel like you bring to the table specifically in terms of your strengths as a quarterback? What do you think you do well, and what are some things you think you can still work on to get better at?
Well, you know, there's always room for improvement. You know, I'll start there. You know, you look at last season, and a lot of people would say I took a lot of sacks. I might argue and say I protected the football. You know, so there's two ways to look at it. But I also agree there's a time and a place to just throw the ball away. You know, throw it at the receiver's feet, throw it out of bounds over a receiver's head rather than losing those yards. So I'm going to go back and look at all those plays from last season to improve that area of my game. So that's one thing there. But as far as something I bring to the table, I firmly believe that games are won during the week. Games aren't won on Sunday. They're won with how you prepare and how you work as a team during the week, how you compete at practice during the week. So, you know, I'm just going to try to bring hard work to the table, leadership, and you know, once again, the Houston Texans are already a great football team. You know, nobody needs to come in here and work a miracle. I'm just going to try to be the best me I can possibly be on a daily basis to add to this great football team.
Last two, John.
Brock, since you've known for 24 hours now, you were coming here. What's it going to be like to go back and play there? And what about the possible intrigue of opening there in that traditional Thursday night opener for the defending Super Bowl champion?
Well, experiencing a season opener in Denver, the one thing I could tell you is it'd be a hell of an environment to go back to Denver opening night. But you know what? I'm sure I'll have mixed emotions throughout the day. But kind of like I spoke to earlier, when the game starts, I'm only worried about being the best teammate I can be and doing my job to the best of my abilities and ultimately helping the Houston Texans get a victory while we're up there.
Brock, can you talk about your mental toughness? Because you're coming into a situation with a coach who's not necessarily evangelical in his language at times. How are you going to be able to deal with that?
I love it. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I came here. I did hours and hours and hours of research on all the teams that I was considering. And one of the notes I made about Coach O'Brien is passion and fire. And so I expect Coach O'Brien to coach me hard. You know, I told him today, I said, I know you're a phenomenal football coach, and I know, you know, your background and where you come from. And I said, I want to get everything out of you I possibly can. So I expect to have him coach me very hard, but that's how you get better.
Brock, I was there at the, you know, the last regular season game, all the talk between, you know, Peyton and you. And now that you don't have that, and it's, you know, the biggest quarterback signing of this free agency, you said you feel like you're at the top of the mountain. There's a question about external pressure. Your own mindset now, knowing that this is that top of the mountain, how do you stay there, and how do you think that's changed just for you personally now that we move forward to tomorrow?
You get to work. It really starts with that. It's, you know, sometimes people try to make football to be a complicated game. It's simple. And so to keep that feeling up high, you just get to work. And it's one day at a time, stacking up good day after good day after good day. And when you stack up a lot of good days, really good things happen.
Thank you, Brock.
Thank you, guys.